Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of The Quilter's Daughter, Daughters of Lancaster County, Book 2, by Wanda E. Brunstetter, narrated by Christina Moore. This book is copyrighted 2005 by Wanda E. Brunstetter. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. Abby Miller's life is picture-perfect. She runs a successful quilt shop and is engaged to a wonderful Amish man. But when she leaves her beloved shop and patient fiancé to attend to her mother in need, a double tragedy strikes. With a shaken faith and tried by fire, can Abby withstand the flames? And now, The Quilter's Daughter.
Prologue. A mysterious dark cloud hovered over Abby Miller's bed, pressing on her from all sides. Blinking against stinging tears, she drew in a ragged breath. An invisible hand pushed against her face, and she flung her covers aside.
Ich kann nicht mehr schnaufen. I can no longer breathe.
Meow, meow. Somewhere in the distance, Abby heard the pathetic cry and knew she must save the poor kitten. With a panicked sob, she rolled out of bed, but the minute her bare feet touched the floor, she shrank back from the intense heat. A paralyzing fear wrapped its arms around Abby, threatening to strip away her sanity. She lifted her hands to her face and rubbed her eyes, forcing them to focus.
Where are you, Kitty? I'm coming, Kitty.
Suddenly, she realized that her room was engulfed in flames, lapping at the curtains.